Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I had quite a few texts about Mateus Filippo as well, re-signing. Going to talk to David Zita in a matter of seconds about the re-signing at the Saints of Mateus Filippo. Before David, though, here's a little bit of Mateus talking about his re-signing to start the club.
Yeah, well, it's pretty exciting. It's an interesting one because, you know, I came in saying, you know, I wanted to be here, I wanted to play here for my career and, you know, all those type of things. And but it's just good to get it done and be able to focus on footy. Like, I made the point that to a lot of my teammates who were asking me at the start of the year, you know, when are you going to do it? And I was like, oh, I just want to focus on my football and continue to improve. So I think it's good to have it done so I can just, like I said, focus on my footy, and my teammates aren't thinking about it all now. They know I'm invested and in them and as well as the club. So, you know, it's a privilege. The other thing, like, I'm very grateful to be here, and, you know, more than anything, I'm excited because I think what we're building here is very special.
Mateus Filippo speaking earlier today. Let's talk the news of the day. David Zita from Fox Footy. You can catch every game live and ad-free from siren to siren on Fox Footy in high definition, available on Foxtel and on KO. David, great to have you on the show.
Good to be with you, Dwayne.
It's nice to be on the channel that you used to be on yourself, so it's good to have you back.
Oh, it's good to be here. Got A-Rod, the Riddler there on the panel, Mitch in the producing room. It's all just like I left it, so it's good fun.
Do you want to do a plug for the text machine or the lines? What are they brought to us by?
Is that the 40 Winks temper text? Yeah. Mattress like no other? 40 Winks serious about sleep?
That's the one. You're still good at your craft. Now, you normally take your bed and camp at the tribunal. You'll be doing that tonight. What do you think we're going to get tonight?
They charge a bit for the rent here at Fox Footy. But, look, it'll be an interesting case. Look, I think the Saints probably just try. Their best course, I think, would be to try and throw it out entirely because it's hard to get impact downgraded when the bloke who's been tackled has been concussed. So you can try and downgrade it from severe. I just don't know how successful that is. I think their best course is to try and say this isn't a dangerous tackle. This was what a reasonable player would do. You know, Aaliyah's right arm was free. Jack Higgins could have expected reasonably Aaliyah to use that arm to brace. Those sorts of things. I think they try and say this is a regulation tackle that a reasonable player would consider prudent in the circumstances and try and get him off that way, because I think the impact one, it might be a bit too steep a bridge, a bit too steep a hill, I think is the right phrase, to climb, given the fact that he was concussed at the end of the day.
His chances, David, you've watched a few of these unfold. There's been some really good advocates that have been able to get their guys off on charges that we wouldn't think they would have been able to get off in, but they've been able to get them through this year. So there's been incidents this year where I've thought, why challenge that? And they've got up. What do you think will happen tonight?
Oh, look, I think it's always really difficult to win. I think this year we're 2 from 11 in terms of attempts that have succeeded. And only the one tackle, that being obviously Charlie Cameron's, which was controversial in and of itself. Tom Barras tried again a week later, relying heavily on the Charlie Cameron precedent, and that didn't work. So you're always up against it in these things. I always think it's really difficult, but I can understand why they're taking Higgins to the tribunal, because it is an interesting case. I feel like we have a test case almost every second week now, and this is probably another one in terms of how much onus is on the tackler and how much onus is on the player being tackled. So I think it's going to be really interesting. There are some similarities with the Cameron one in terms of the weight and height discrepancy. I'm sure I'll bring that up at some point during tonight's hearing. But again, there were other factors in Cameron that probably aren't present here as well. So, look, you always go in thinking it's more unlikely than likely, but that's why we love footy, Dwayne. We see some weird things happen.
So we were told at the start of the year there's no onus on the person that is tackled on having to do anything. Now, we have had a couple of instances this year, though, where the tribunal has said that the guy who was tackled has done something. And Jake Lever was one of those examples about where he had his head at the opportune time. So do you think there'll be any factor on the way that Aaliyah decided to continue in the kicking motion or not?
If I was the Saints, I think you would absolutely bring that up and go hard on that front. Again, I don't know if it's going to hold the day, win the day. I know that the Charlie Cameron one was upheld for a myriad of factors. It was just a lot of things combining to formulate the one, the sanction being downgraded, even though the grading was upheld. So that was a curious case in and of itself. And I think they should reference the fact that Aaliyah contributes in some small way to this because of the way, the nature of the mechanics of the way he worked. Maybe they get the biomechanist back in and it goes to that again. But it is dangerous to put it on the player being tackled, but I can see the Saints at least trying to mount that argument and to try and put that forward as one of their ways. But I'm sure they've got a myriad of ways to come at it on Tuesday night.
And while we're talking about the tribunal, Marby Achol, he's accepted his one match ban, or maybe Richmond have just told him, Hawthorn have just told him to accept it. They might have given him a telling off at the same time, maybe.
Oh, look, it's just not something, Brad Scott said it on 360 last night. You just don't want your players putting themselves in those positions. Errol Goulden's head flings back a bit, so it'd be hard for them to say that there wasn't much force in it, even though that's how Hawthorn may have felt. But it really, when you've got Goulden's reaction there and the new guidelines that have come in around it, off the ball strikes being intentional, it would have been a hard one to make. And then you get a concern. I mean, is Marby Achol really, is he even in the best team? But I did read earlier today, I think it was an AFL report that Mitch Lewis isn't going to get up this week. So
wow.
It does leave them pretty short-staffed in the forward line, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, because he was laid out last week, so that's bad news. That's really bad news. Matheus Filippo re-signs. Was he ever going to leave, do you think?
I don't think so. I mean, he's a really... I think they just, it's someone they needed to keep. But obviously, there was a fair few... It was Mitch Cleary, my apologies, who posted that about Mitch Lewis. I think it's really difficult to let him go because he's someone they need a bit more dare coming out of the middle, that sort of mid to forward type player, and I think that Matheus fits that bill perfectly. He's only scratching the surface of what he's capable of, so I can understand why they've certainly gone hard to keep him, and I think they've got a lot of cap space too, so they're probably going to be active in the upcoming trade period to try and improve their list, and I think he's a key part of the next wave of talent they've got there, the Wangani Millers and the like. I think he's an integral part of it, so I think it's a great move to keep him on board.
And Cody Waitman's going to have surgery, he'll be out for a while?
Yeah, so it was initially we were thinking around the 6-week mark. The Dogs have said it's at the 8-week mark, so they're going to be without him for a significant stretch. He's so dynamic at his best. He loves first quarters. He just he tears it alight on the first quarter front. So a big blow for them. Obviously, they've got hopefully Liberatore coming back into the side this week, and Demario Ugo-Hagan as well potentially. So they've got some good ins against the Hawks, but he makes every opposition defensive lineup nervous, I would have thought, Cody Waitman. So it's going to be a blow for them to have him out. And obviously, the showdown this week, and we know the Power have got a fair few injury blows to sift through, Aaliyah being one of them, obviously, which is why this Higgins case has come up. So a fair bit of injury news around the traps, Dwayne, but also some big names coming back as well.
Gee, you're popular on the text. One here, David Zeta, is on our screen soft, and he needs his own weekly AFL Tribunal show on Fox Footy. I did hear Margaret from Sunbury announce to the world that Jared's off to the Olympics for a few weeks. Does that mean, are you the 360 man now? Or what's going to happen there?
I don't know, actually, to be honest. I'm in Fox Footy right now, so I might go have a chat to the Kingpins here about that. That's a good shout, Dwayne. Thank you. I'll give you a card if they get me on air.
Yeah, or even the David Zeta hour on a Saturday night, maybe.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like people think I probably just say a bit too much. So maybe sometimes it's good to just keep yourself quiet, Dwayne. But I'll take it on advisement. I appreciate the text.
Well, one here from Susan. Hi, Dwayne. Terrific to hear David on SEN. He's great on Fox Footy. And is Fox Footy's Perry Mason, the way he covers the tribunal hearings. Do you know who Perry Mason is?
I've heard of Perry Mason. Is that like a really good lawyer? I may be showing my age. Is he a really good lawyer?
Yeah, you're kind of more a Columbo, I reckon. But Perry Mason, I can see where they... Yeah.
These are actually, Dwayne, these are all just burner accounts that I've set up to send these texts in, believe it or not. So I'm glad you're falling for the trick.
That's why you need your own show, because you've got a bit of comedy attached to you as well. David, great to have you on. We'll see you on AFL 360 tonight.
Good on you. Chat soon.
David Zeta from Fox Footy. AFL 360 tonight or the wash up from that hearing. And you catch every game of AFL live and ad-free from siren to siren in high definition on Fox Footy, available on Foxtel and on KO.